We continue with Daf Samach Dalet, Amid Aleph. The Gemara brings that Rav Kahana came late to a shir of Rav. Now, there's a problem here because the Gemara first says Rav, and then in the Ikadom, the Gemara switches to Amar Rava. The Yavitz in the back says that the first one should be changed to Rava, and that we're dealing here with the Rav Kahana who was in Rava's time. There were different Rav Kahanas. So there are two Lashonos here in the Gemara, and the question is, if someone wants to order vegetables from a gardener when they're small, for the future when they become bigger, larger. And the question is, there's a machlokes if we say, kiven de memela karavu shapir dami, that if something that will grow memela automatically, so maybe that's considered as if the potential is here from before, or no, it's considered lisnahu, as the Gemara says in the first Lashon. That is the question. The Gemara then brings Abaye, who says that a person is allowed to make a deal with his friend to give money for a barrel of wine, and he says that if the wine turns sour, it's your loss. But if it's yukra azula, then it's my loss. And that, the Gemara says, is permissible, because since he's mekabel zula, so it's karav lozeh velozehu, and that's mutter. And this brings us to the concept of a heter iska, which has also, in order for a heter iska to work, it has to be that the person is mekabel as an investment. Instead of a loan, he transforms the loan into an investment. For more information on a heter iska, we refer you to Igris Moshe Yeridea, the third chelek, simon number 276. On Tav Samach Dalet Amid Beis, the Mishnah Hamalva Eschaveri, one who gave someone a loan, Lo Yidar Bechatzerei Chinam, Velo Yiskar Memena Bepachis, Mipnei Shehu Ribis. You cannot take advantage now and take favors from that person, because he's going to be obliged to let you benefit from him, and that may be a situation of Ribis, like the story of a guy who gave someone a loan to buy a copier. And then he makes use of the copier. He goes there, he says, oh, you have to let me use your copier. I gave you a loan for it. And the person says, sure, I let you use my copier. But that's a problem of ribis. And Tosfos here on the bottom goes into the question, does this mean the Odom Shemal V'lachver V'chiyos Elasos Leishum Toivah Shabayilam? You can't do him any favors anymore? And Tosfos says that the Mishnah refers to things that are Mili Difarhesya and Av Shatuva, but small things, it depends, things that you would have done anyhow to a friend. And Taisus goes into the shiloh of shalom, that you're not allowed to be magdim shalom if it's someone that you never give shalom to. So that's an issue of ribis dvarim, which we'll have also later on. These are problems, shilas, that have to be dealt with. The Gemara goes into the two lashonos here, the question of what type of favors. One lashon, he said hilvahu. It happened, he gave him a loan, and then v'dor b'chatzeri, he wants to live there. The second lashon is halveini v'dor b'chatzeri, that it was a specific link together, so tzarech la'alis l'schar, he has to pay for the rental unit. On daf samach he'amid aleph, we have the fundamental mishnah, mar ben ala schar vein mar ben ala mecher. The mishnah explains the basic difference, that a person cannot charge more by a sale. If he's selling something, he cannot charge more for waiting to get paid later, because that's a ribis problem. But for a rental fee, he's allowed to take more. He's allowed to say, if you pay me all the rent in the beginning of the year, I'll give it to you for $1,000. If you pay me per month, it'll be $100 a month. It'll be a total of $1,200. So for rental, it's mutter. But for mecher, it's asa, and the Gemara says, why? Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. The answer is, Rabba v'dav Yosef v'dem ritarvayu schiris eina mishtalemis elo li b'soif. That the reason is because a rental fee is only due b'soif. B'soif, Rashi says, is l'soif hazman, because it's not a purchase. By a purchase, as soon as he buys it, he gets the whole thing. It's all his. And now he owes money. So if you're going to make him pay more for late payment, so that'll be a ribis problem. Then the Gemara brings Amar Rav Nachman Tarsha Shari, that if a person sells Tarsha, what is Tarsha? Rashi that says that he does sell for more, b'hamtona b'yosim in meha, but he's not mefaresh, that if you sell it now, that if you buy it now, it'll be cheaper. Which means that you cannot say the price is, let's say, $50, but if you want it on an installment plan, it'll be $60. That you cannot do. But you can say the price is $60, and if you pay cash, you'll get a discount. That is permissible. The Gemara then brings different forms of tarsha. Rav Papa says tarsha didi shari, my tarsha, the way I work it with my beer. The Rav Choma brings tarsha didi vadai shari, another form of tarsha, where you're actually paying extra for certain fringe benefits. And the Gemara concludes with the halachis on three sugyas. The halacha of this sugya is halacha ki Rav Choma, that Rav Choma's tarsha is okay. Hilchasa Kerebi Elazar, going back to Ribis Ketzutzes Yoytzeb Dayanim, the Dayanim take the money back, and then we go back to Reb Yanai, that halacha is like Reb Yanai, that Mali Heinu Mali Demehen, when you pay, you can give back, you can give wheat instead, you can give wine instead, and the Domim instead, we paskin that way as well. We continue with the Mishnah and Daf Samach Hermit Base. Mochaloyas Asodev Nasan Le Mikzas Domim. A situation, if someone gives a down payment, and the problem is that he's going to bring the rest of the money later on, and the question is, who's going to eat the peiros in the interim period? And the Gemara says it could be a shayla of ribis, that for the duration, for the waiting time, if he's going to end up, it's as if the money is alone in the meantime, and whoever eats the peiros, there's a problem one way or the other. As Rashi explains, the Gemara goes through explaining whether this is connected to tzadechot beribis, and the Gemara deals with the issue. We go to Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara teaches an inyan of pitume mili bi'almahu, that sometimes a person can say words to placate another person, but he doesn't mean it as a binding commitment. Rashi says pitume mili ein elu ela divrei tanchumin bi'almalafadim esala esliboy, just to make the guy feel good, but it's not binding. This inyan is related to the inyan of asmachta, which the Gemara continues to deal with in asmachta. If someone gives a promise, like the case in the Mishnah, he says, that you owe me X amount, that if you don't pay me, let's say you owe me $100,000, but you're giving me, I have a field of yours worth $300,000, so if you don't pay me in 3 years, I'm going to keep the field. So he says, fine, keep the field. So that's an asmachta. So there's a whole machlokes with asmachta kanya or like kanya, because he doesn't really mean it. He's just trying to appease the other person, and he's hoping that he'll pay up in time so that it won't come to that. So that's a whole debate. The Gemara goes to Amid Beis. And the Gemara says that even if asmachta loikanya, but the field can still be an apoitiki. And the Gemara concludes it's only if he specified. The Amar of Papa apoitiki, the Amale, he said, lo yehelocha piroin elo mizu, that this should definitely be for the piroin one way or the other. The Gemara gives a case of someone who pledged a field of idyas when he had ide idyas, that's A+, but by the time it came to pay, his A plus got ruined. So the Gemara says that it's relatively speaking that now his idius is like his idius, and now he can say, I'm only giving baininess, I don't want to give my idius anymore. To explain asmachta, the Gemara gives a rule that kol di'i loikoni, kol di'i loikoni, that if someone says di'i, if this and this happens, so that's already a sign of asmachta and loikoni. The Gemara now daf samach zayin amin aleph. The Gemara brings up the issue of Aino and Islandess. The Gemara says that Aino is different because by Aino, lo yoda di se no de mochil gabe, there's no official mechila because he doesn't realize that he's being cheated. And Islandess, the Gemara takes a different approach. The Gemara says that she knows her problem and she is willing to give up her money anyhow, even though now it's ending up to mekach tos, she's losing the marriage, but still it was nichala, the typical shmodi ishus. She was happy to have a shmodi ishus. It was worth it to her anyhow. Then the Gemara goes to mashkanta, the topic of a mashkin. And the Gemara tells about a mashkin, biasra de misalki, and biasra de loy misalki. They were different minhagim. In some places, misalkinon, that whenever the guy came with money, Rashi says that the malve could eat the peiros, but the minig was that lesalik as a malve mimena b'chaleish shetas gadar loyve l'mois, whenever the loyve gets the money, he can be misalik. And the Gemara goes through many different halachas, that if, b'asra de misalke, So we see that the Malva does not have a strong hold on the Mashkin. In places the Loi Misalki, so he has a stronger hold. And this makes a nafkemina for many different applications. On Samach Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara talks about a Mashkin Be'asra de Misalki, that a person, Loi Nechel, if you're going to be eating from the Mashkin, you should use Nechyaisa, which means you should deduct from the Choiv, so that it should be as a Mechira. Rashi explains, the Nire Kemoichroi Loi, and that would make it, that would justify it. But at Surva B'drabbana, the Gemara says, Havila B'nechyaisa Loi Nechel, should not do that. And Rashi says, Meir D'Galoshin, Rashi says, at Surva B'drabbana, Shetzarech Le'yasher Drochav, he always has to be on the straight path. He is obligated to sanctify himself, even that which is mutter. And he has to be careful that people shouldn't learn from him. So therefore he should be machmir afilu b'nechyaisa, not to eat. And the Gemara says you have to make a kitsusa, two pshatim in kitsusa. But then at the end of this amud, the Gemara says an amazing thing. The Gemara says that Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, and Rav Ashi, they refused, lo ochli b'nechyaisa, they were machmir. But Revina was Achal b'Nechyaisa. He accepted it. He would use this procedure of Nechyaisa. So Tosfos says it's a tema. It's an amazing thing. The Gemara just said before that Hatzor v'Merabanan shouldn't do it. So why is Revina doing it? What's going on here? And Tosfos brings from the Rabbeinu Tam, the Revina lo yoyeroitza litol Hashem v'lasis atzmet Hatzor v'Merabanan. Revina, the great Revina, he did not want to, he was too much of an onav, and he refused to consider himself a tzurva merabbanan. We know the Gemara, later on in Daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that Rav Ashi and Ravina, they were soif hayroah, they were the ones who were mesada the Gemara, they finished editing the whole Gemara, the whole Shas Bavli. And yet Ravina, Rav Ashi on one side, refused tit nechyaisa, but Ravina says, not me, I'm going to do it. It's interesting, Taisus talks about it at length. But this point, that lo yoyaroitz a little Hashem v'lasis atzmit tzurva merabbanan, tremendous lesson to us on anivus. On daf samach ches amid aleph, the Gemara concludes mashkanta. The Gemara says, what does the word mashkanta mean? The Gemara says, the shechuna gabei, from the shayrish of the word shochein. Rashi says that he is the closest shochein. And in case the lover wants to sell it to somebody else, so there's a din of dina the bar metzra, that the bar metzra has rights of first refusal. So he could say that the guy, the person who has the mashkin, he is the one, the shchuna gabe, he's the closest relative. He's considered the closest neighbor, the closest shochein. He has his hands on it first. Then Rava concludes that we do not paskin like Tarsha of Pipunoyi, which was Rav Papa's Tarsha. We don't paskin. We don't paskin like the shtore of Mechuzah. In Mechuzah, they had an idea that they put together the expected revach, they added to the Karen, and they wrote a shtar for that. But since mi emar daver avcha, we're not sure that there'll be a revach, so that person shouldn't do that either. And we don't follow the chachire of Narshoi. Also not, the Gemara says that in order to do it right, we should avoid doing their system, because there was a problem with the Kinyan, the Gemara explains. Also, the Gemara mentions an interesting story of how Rav Ashi said something in a way, he didn't mean it, but he said something in a way that could have meant that Amemar would depart from this world. And the Gemara says, V'noch nafshe da Amemar, because it says in Koheles, Kishgogo sheyoitza melifnei hashalit. How careful a person must be to always be be concerned, Mavis v'chaim biad loshen, how extremely cautious we must be with our words. We continue with the Mishnah and Daf Samach Ches Amid Aleph Ein Moshivin Chen V'nila Machtzis Schar. The Mishnah says you cannot make a deal with a storekeeper. Rashi says a balabais shouldn't tell a Chen V'ni. You do the work, you sell the merchandise, and we'll split the profits. Now Rashi says that the Tam is you have to look on Daf Kuv Dalar Amid Beis that Hach Iska Palga Milva Palga Pikodin. That stam, when a person has mekabel prakmatya for halfway, so he has a certain amount of achrayis on half of the keren. And therefore, Rashi says, since it becomes like a milvu, so therefore there's a problem of scharam tanas mois, and therefore it's us. It's interesting to note that Rashi refers us here to Daf Kuv Dalet Amid Beis. When we look at Daf Kuv Dalet Amid Beis, we see Tosfos there says that it's not connected to the Mishnah here. So there's a difference, it seems, between Rashi and Tosfos. But back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives different cases of that the worker has to get a salary. You can't just make machzis schar. He has to also get scharoi. He has to get scharoi kepoil. Rashi says, the Gemara says, kepoil batal shaloi samalacha, the batal mina. The Gemara on Amid Beis brings different shitas. How much schar? Rabbi Meir says that it doesn't matter bein meruba bein muet. Rabbi Yehuda says it could be very small amount, even just a little fruit, that's enough. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, it has to be scharei mishalem. And the Gemara brings this similar machlokes in various forms. Then, towards the bottom, the Gemara brings from Rav Nachman that halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that's the second shita, that even a small amount is sufficient. And also halacha k'Rabbi Yosi bir Rabbi Yehuda, this was a case by a machlokes by a goat. And Rabbi Yosi bir Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, holds like his father, that even a small amount is good. And the same, v'alochek Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, this was another case where we have the animal's baby, shomen egel im imoy. Now, the Gemara tells a story with Bnei Rav Elish. The Gemara tells us that Rava made a statement that Rav Elish was Gavra Rabahu. He's a great person, and he knows what he's doing. When we get to Daf Samach Tesamid Aleph, the Gemara goes back and says that Rav Nachman does not mean Aloch Krab Yehuda and Aloch Krab Yosi and Aloch Krab Shimon Gamliel. What he means is that these three shitas follow the same principle. Kulan Meshita Achas Omru Divrehem, and Lamaisa, whether the halacha is this way or not, Tosfos goes into it on top. Tosfos wants to say that the halacha could still be like Rav Shimon and Gamliel, but Tosfos brings a debate. Then Tosfos ends up bringing a Rabbeinu Chananel, that whenever the Gemara says that three or more Mandi Omrim are in the same opinion, but the halacha is never like them. And Tosfos brings that the halacha would be like Reb Shimon. In the back, the riff in the back says the halacha would be like Rebbe Meir. The Gemara on Daf Samach Tes, Amid Aleph, continues to give different cases of how partners can work together and how you have to always give a salary to the working partner. He has to get some salary. The Gemara in Amid Beis continues. The Gemara tells a story that Rav Chama, he tried to rent out money. Instead of giving loans and taking interest, he rented out money. He charged for money rental. And the Gemara says that Rav Chama became poor. And Rashi says, because of the Gemara, and later on, Adaf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara says, Hamalva Biribis Nechasav Mismaitetin, and becomes poor. It's Mida Keneged Mida. He's trying to increase his money illegally against Halacha, so the Eibishter sees to it that his money will go lost. And the Gemara says that Rav Chama suffered because of that. And the Gemara explains that he thought that it was like a Keli, but the Gemara is Mechalik. It's not like a Keli. Then Rava goes and says that there is a heter for a person to tell someone, I'm giving you money, you give so-and-so a loan. And the Gemara says the klal is, lo yostra toira ribis, only if it comes from the loiva to the malva. The Rosh in the back explains that this is so, provided that there is no kickback, and there's no shlichus, that it's just an innocent, unrelated event, that some philanthropist, some generous fellow wants to pay someone to give someone else a loan, and there's no connection, direct connection between the loiv and the malva, so that kind of interest that comes from an outside source, unrelated, is mutter. The Mishnah on Amid Beis continues on how to do business with partners by para v'chamar, and different minhagim, minigamakim, whether they divide the offspring immediately, or they raise them to certain degrees first. Then the Mishnah says, mafriz al sadeh v'enachayshish mishum ribis, you're allowed to increase on a field. The Gemara gives a case, ketzad, that he rents a field, but then he asks for a loan to make capital investments in the field, to make the field produce better, and he pays more for that. That is okay, but you cannot do that with a chanus or a sfina. And the Gemara says, unless it's going to be a capital investment to improve the value of the store itself, not the merchandise in the store. So that's another issue that depends on how it's structured. The Gemara now on Daf Ayin, Amid Aleph, deals with how to take care of mois yesaimim. The Gemara says, mois shol yesaimim mutalah halvaisan biribis. The Gemara explains it doesn't mean real ribis, but a case of Korev l'schar v'rochek l'hefsid, that there are more chances they're going to have profit. Rashi explains, shiyu yisoymim noitlen chilek b'schar v'ein noitlen chilek b'hefsid aval ribis mamish loy. But we are allowed to do certain things to help yisoymim. The Gemara explains that if it's avak ribis, which is drabonon, Rashi says, ubiyasmi loy gozor, because we want to help to maintain, to save their money. And the Gemara says, honey, zuzi diyasmi hechi avdinanlu, what's the best way to deal with their money? So the Gemara says, get a rich man to take care of it. And finally, the Gemara concludes, elo amar avashi, chazinan gavra de mishafu nichse, get someone whose estate is quiet. Things are quiet, there's no problems. Umehemon, and a reliable person. Vishama dine de eraisa, a person who listens to dinei Torah, v'lo mekabel shamta drabonon. He's not involved in sichsuchim. And v'yavina luni alei b'veidina. And we give it to him b'veidina. Rashi says, b'fnei bezdin, sheesh lem koyach, lahafkir nichse amekabel. Find the bezdin who have the power to be mafkir the nechosim of this person, hefke bezn hefke, and they make a tenai that it should be such an arrangement of karav l'schar v'rochek lehefsid. The Nemuki Yosef over here brings from the Rashba that even a bezdin had yoitois is sufficient, but from Rashi is mashma that it has to be a bezdin sheshlem koyach, so it has to be a bezdin mumchim, not a bezdin had yoitois. The Mishnah on Ayin Amid Beis, Ein Mekablin Tzoyin Barzel Mi Yisrael Mneshu Ribis. Do not make deals of Tzoyin Barzel where all the responsibility is there. Kol Achrayis HaNechosim is Al HaMekabel. So by Yisrael it's a form of Ribis. Aval Mekablin Min HaAkum, it's Mutter. V'lovin Me'enu Melavin Oysam B'Ribis. The Gemara brings from Becheiris. The Gemara says Becheiris is different because you're always Potem in HaBecheira. Since the goy has yad nochri b'emtza, if the goy may come and take it, so v'chol yad nochri b'emtza is potem in ha-b'choyra. The Gemara then goes to talk about the ribis from a goy, and the Gemara says it's not so simple to take ribis from a goy. The Gemara says at the end, the Gemara brings there are two shitas. First, the Gemara brings from Rav Chia b'rei Dravuna ela b'chdei chayov, that it's only mutter to take what you need to live on, not more, because there's an issur d'rabbanan dilma asi l'misrach. We don't want yidden to have shaychus with goyim, because you may end up learning from their ways. And then the Gemara on Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara brings from Ravina that only a Talmud Chacham is allowed to take, but not a plain person, only a Talmud Chacham who can be sure that he will not learn shlo yilmud mimaisof. Now, Lamaisa, Toisvis on the bottom brings that La Halacha Lamaisa, the custom is that we do take ribis from Goyim all the time, even what is called Lahashir. The Rabbeinu Tam brings that Bidrabon, we follow the Mekel, and we paskin like the second Loshen. Then Toisvis brings that since nowadays we live Bein Ha'umois, and we have to be involved with them in commerce, so therefore there's no Isser Shem Yilmud Mimaisov, because it's not worse than any other Maso Maton that we're involved with them, as the Nemuki Yosef in the back explains as well. On Ayin Aleph, the Gemara brings the second Lashon, that Im Kesef Tal Ves Ami Es Ha'oni Imach, that we learn the laws of Kedima, that Ami is always before, Ami v'nachri, Ami koidim, Oni v'ashir, Oni koidim, the mitzvah to give a loan to an Oni is greater than the mitzvah to give a loan to an Oshir. Aniyecha v'aniyeircha, Aniyecha koidmin, a relative who's poor is koidim, and a poor person from your city is before aniyeir acheres. The Gemara says, how blind is a person who takes ribis, because it's like calling himself a koifer, that he's koifer b'lekei Yisrael. And then the Gemara brings that a person who takes ribis is in trouble financially. Kol hamal v'biribis nechosav mismaitetin, he'll become financially poor, he'll become destitute. The Gemara brings a halacha that a widow, armalta loitarbi kalba, she shouldn't raise dogs, and Rashi says, shema tekalkel imoy. Tosfos says there's no actual chashash, but it's just an inyan of lazus sefasayim. The Gemara in Amid Beis deals with a Jew may not lend non-Jewish money to another Jew with interest charges unless it is completely authorized by the non-Jew. And this shaila is negel ahalocha, that a person cannot give his credit card to another Jew and have the other Jew take over the interest charges, to use money from his account and take over the charges, because it's the Jew giving another Jew and using an interest. So that would be a problem. We go to Daf Ayin Bey Samad Aleph. Interesting cases here. If a Gentile owes a Jew interest and then he converts, Rabbi Yossi says he must still pay the interest. That maybe he converted just to get to become exempt from paying interest. Now what happens if there is a loan document that includes interest? Reb Meir says that there's a knas and he loses the principal also. The Chachamim say no, he only loses the interest, but the keren he can still collect. Then we go on Amid Beis, the Mishnah, Ein Poskin Al HaPeres HaTzotzah Shar, not to make deals until the market shar is established. Yotzah Shar Poskin V'Avl B'Shein Lozeh Yesh Lozeh. The Gemara explains that we're talking about Yotzah Shar is the big city price, that is a firmly established price. On Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara brings a klal, Adam Choshuv Shaini. The Gemara says that certain things, even though the average person is allowed to do it, but an Adam Choshuv, like Rav, has a higher standard. And this is similar to the Gemara we had before as well. The Gemara asks, what about buying wine in advance from a vineyard? Rav says you're not allowed. Shmuel says it's mutter. And the Gemara says that Ravina would pay in advance for wine, and they would throw in some extra as a voluntary gift. That is mutter. The Gemara in Amid Beis brings that Rav's brother, Rav Su'uram, would force troublemakers to keep them busy to pull Rava's wagon. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph talks about stumsa. Stumsa is a customary form of kinyan. The Gemara says that it's kaina, it's considered a kinyan. One shita holds completely, the other shita holds only to activate a mishapora. And the Gemara says that we follow the custom of minig amokim, and the Rosh and the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef bring from the Rashba that we see that minig mevatel es halacha bedover shebemomain, a minig becomes a form of actual kinyan that's binding lahalacha. On Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, the Mishnah malva adam es harisav chitin bechitin lezera, to lend out wheat seeds and to take back wheat seeds. The Gemara says that Rabban Gamliel used to be machmir al atzmoy. The Gemara explains that it depends what the derech ha'olam was and who usually gives the seeds. On Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, the Mishnah lo yomer adam lechaveray halveni kurchitin v'niyatin lochalagayrin, but you're allowed to say halveni atchiyovay b'niyay atchemtzem afteyak. The Gemara says that the Chachamim hold a person is allowed to be lovis stam and parastam, to borrow bread and give it back. There's no problem. And also the Gemara says talmidei Chachamim mutarim lulvay zeh mizeh even beribis. So the Gemara says why? Because meidayodi deribis asuru matanu deyavu adadi. They know it's just a little bit of a safa. The Gemara says from 100 pilpulin to 120 pilpulin. The Nemuki Yosef says only up to a chaimish. Like Tosis on the bottom says dafka davar muchi. There believer shaynois and lebelavach. He would give it anyhow as a gift, but only a talmud chacham that we understand that it's no ribis problem. And daf hai ayin hey amid beis. We finish off the perek. The Gemara brings an inyan of ribis dvarim. And Ram Gamliel says not to give advance ribis, a gift in advance, or delayed ribis afterwards. And also ribis dvarim, a person may not give verbal ribis. And only things here the Gemara brings, if someone was not accustomed to be the first in giving shalom, he may not do so now. It shouldn't be ribis dvarim. And the Gemara goes into one who takes interest loses more than he gains. And if someone owes you money and you know that he doesn't have to pay, the Gemara says another isser of not even walking by to put pressure. And a person should be careful not to lend money without the presence of witnesses even. The Gemara says not to cause problems of people having tainus. The Lashon HaGemara is that kol mi sheyesh lo mois umal vaizen shloi be'edim oivar mishum v'lifnei ivar l'sitein michshel. And the Gemara adds, Reish Lakish amagorim klolo li'atzmai. It causes a klolo li'atzmai. Like Rashi says, Kishatoivoy, when he's going to come to claim, to ask for the money, Vizek Kaifra Kol, the other guy's going to deny it. They're going to say, look, he's starting up with a tzaddik, and it's going to be, they're going to badmouth him. The Gemara, the Mishnah, also goes into Ve'elu Oivrin Beloisa, say that all the participants are over, the Malva and the Loiva, the Orev and the Eidim. Ve'chachomim Oivrim Afasoifer, the scribe who records the information. And the Mishnah brings that they're over Mishum Loisitain, and Al Tikach Meitoi, and Loisia Loi Kenoisha, and Loisisimon Olav Neshach, and Lifnei Velisitin Mirchel, Viareisa Mea Loi Kecha, and the different Rash Tosis explains Zimna de Ovri Nami Alifnei Velisitin Mirchel, Kigonch Loi Hoya Malva, Beloi Areve Edim, if he wouldn't have given the loan without the guarantor, without the Edim. And Loisa Simon is always involved. Lifnei Iver, it depends. Sometimes it's like the case of Moshid Kais Shalyain Lenozir. Only Hecha Dekai Betrei Ivri Dinara, if he's on the other side of the river and he couldn't reach it unless this person handed it to him. So the question is, would he have done it anyhow? The Gemara concludes the Perek with Shloisha Tzoyakin Ve'enon Nenin. Three that call out and they are not answered. And Rashi says, why aren't they answered? Sharehim gormu li atzman. It's their own fault. And what are they? Mishyesh le'moysum al ve'oysan shaloi bi'edim. So he gets himself into trouble.